Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting third. The center fielder, Roger Ripos. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Satriano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sammy Ellis. Pitching for the California Angels, Sammy Ellis. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos takes first base on ball four. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripos moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw bunts towards first. Mincher fields the ball and throws to Ellis covering. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher catches it and throws to Knoop, who tags McCraw for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is hit by the pitch. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Reichardt moves to third. Satriano moves to second. One out. Sammy Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horlan moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horlan scores. Berry moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Cimino now pitching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Satriano hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Berry reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Jim Weaver now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to third. Melton moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp strikes out. One out. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi misplays the ball. That's an error on Fregosi. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ward takes first base on ball 4. Barry moves to second. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Pete Ward. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ripos takes first base on ball 4. Fregosi moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mincher strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fregosi moves to third. Ripos moves to second. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McCraw hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Voss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Voss moves to third. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 3 in the game. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Satriano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Jim Weaver. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. Satriano moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Satriano moves to third. Johnstone moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field. Bradford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bradford. Satriano scores. John Stone scores. Shaw moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ripos hits a line drive towards first. McCraw catches it and steps on first to double up Fregosi. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Jimmy Hall. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to Wood covering. Safe. Clyde Wright pinch runs for Tom Satriano. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wright moves to second. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Tom Bergmeier. Bob Locker now pitching. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is hit by the pitch. Wright moves to third. Knoop moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Wright scores. Knoop moves to third. Morton moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Repose hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knoop tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and California Angels, 4. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.